3. The phenomenon of death. Urantians generally recognize only one kind of death, the physical cessation of life energies. But concerning personality survival, there are really three kinds. 1. Spiritual, soul death. If and when mortal man has finally rejected survival, when he has been pronounced spiritually insolvent, morontially bankrupt, in the conjoint opinion of the adjuster and the surviving seraphim, when such coordinate advice has been recorded on Uversa, and after the censors and their reflective associates have verified these findings, thereupon do the rulers of Orvontan order the immediate release of the indwelling monitor. But this release of the adjuster in no way affects the duties of the personal or group seraphim concerned with that adjuster-abandoned individual. This kind of death is final in its significance, irrespective of the temporary continuation of the living energies of the physical and mind mechanisms. From the cosmic standpoint, the mortal is already dead. The continuing life merely indicates the persistence of the material momentum of cosmic energies. 2. Intellectual, mind death. When the vital circuits of higher adjutant ministry are disrupted through the aberrations of intellect, or because of the partial destruction of the mechanism of the brain, and if these conditions pass a certain critical point of irreparability, the indwelling adjuster is immediately released to depart for Divinington. On the universe records, a mortal personality is considered to have met with death whenever the essential mind circuits of human will action have been destroyed. And again, this is death, irrespective of the continuing function of the living mechanism of the physical body. The body minus the volitional mind is no longer human, but according to the prior choosing of the human will, the soul of such an individual may survive. 3. Physical, body and mind death. When death overtakes a human being, the adjuster remains in the citadel of the mind until it ceases to function as an intelligent mechanism, about the time that the measurable brain energies cease their rhythmic vital pulsations. Following this dissolution, the adjuster takes leave of the vanishing mind, just as unceremoniously as entry was made years before, and proceeds to Divinington by way of Uversa. After death, the material body returns to the elemental world from which it was derived. But two non-material factors of surviving personality persist. The pre-existent thought adjuster, with the memory transcription of the mortal career, proceeds to Divinington. And there also remains, in the custody of the destiny guardian, the immortal Morontia soul of the deceased human. These phases and forms of soul, these once kinetic but now static formulas of identity, are essential to repersonalization on the Morontia worlds, and it is the reunion of the adjuster and the soul that reassembles the surviving personality, that reconsciousizes you at the time of the Morontia awakening. For those who do not have personal seraphic guardians, the group custodians faithfully and efficiently perform the same service of identity safekeeping and personality resurrection. The seraphim are indispensable to the reassembly of personality. Upon death, the thought adjuster temporarily loses personality, but not identity. The human subject temporarily loses identity, but not personality. On the mansion worlds, both reunite in eternal manifestation. Never does a departed thought adjuster return to Earth as the being of former indwelling. Never is personality manifested without the human will. And never does a disadjusted human being, after death, manifest active identity or in any manner establish communication with the living beings of Earth. Such disadjusted souls are wholly and absolutely unconscious during the long or short sleep of death. There can be no exhibition of any sort of personality or ability to engage in communications with other personalities until after completion of survival. Those who go to the mansion worlds are not permitted to send messages back to their loved ones. It is the policy throughout the universes to forbid such communication during the period of a current dispensation.